This is the CRI News, and I'm Peter Smith. The Japanese government has decided to dispatch its foreign ministry's top official to China on a two-day tour to repair frayed bilateral ties over the islands in the East China Sea. Deputy Foreign Minister Chaikao Kawai will start his visit to Beijing Monday afternoon and is expected to hold talks Tuesday with the Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Zhang Zhijun. Earlier in the day, Kawai lodged a protest over the phone with the Chinese ambassador to Japan, Chen Yonghua, about the latest entry of Chinese surveillance vessels into the waters close to the Diaoyu Islands. Five people in the southern China city of Shenzhen have turned themselves into police after tip-offs on social networks concerning recent damage to Japanese private property. The damage occurred during the recent nationwide anti-Japanese protests following Tokyo's alleged purchase of the disputed Diaoyu Islands. The district authorities in Fujian had posted photos of 20 people on Sina Weibo, China's Twitter, that they wanted to question in connection with the damage. By Sunday night, over 350 calls had been made by members of the public offering information on the identities of the suspects. A court in southwest China's Chengdu city has sentenced the former Chongqing police chief Wan Lijun to 15 years in prison. Wan, also the former vice mayor of Chongqing, has been found guilty of bending the law to selfish ends, defection, abuse of power, as well as bribery. The Chengdu City Intermediate People's Court says that Wan received a combined punishment for all the offences. He has decided not to appeal the verdict. 40 people have been injured in a fight that broke out among workers at a Foxconn plant in North China's Shanxi province. Three people are in serious condition. The fight started late Sunday night in the site's dormitory zone in Taihuan, attracting more than 10,000 onlookers. Around 5,000 policemen were sent to the scene, bringing it under control Monday morning. An initial investigation found out that the fight broke out as workers from the Shandong province clashed with those from Henan. The Kazakh parliament has approved Serik Ashmetov as the new prime minister of the Central Asian country. Ashmetov, the first deputy prime minister, was named by President Nursultan Nazarbayev to succeed the long-serving prime minister Karim Masimov. Masimov resigned earlier on Monday to take the post as head of the presidential administration. The leaders of Sudan and South Sudan have held talks in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa over long-standing disputes, with another meeting scheduled for later today. The Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir and South Sudan's Salva Kiir spent almost 2 hours discussing differences over the border, oil revenues, as well as the disputed region of Abyei. With the issue of Abyei previously taking both the sides to the brink of war, the United Nations is threatening sanctions if the latest talks don't end in an agreement. More talks are expected at the summit later today, with both the Sudanese and the South Sudanese presidents expected to attend. The ratings agency Standard & Poor's has lowered its prediction for China's economic growth this year to 7.5%. S&P had also downgraded the growth perspective of several other Asian countries. The ratings agency blames the less optimistic perspective on China's economic slowdown, the Eurozone crisis, and the slow recovery in the US. China's foreign exchange regulator says it has approved over $9 billion US dollars worth of foreign investment quotas so far this year. It covers over 70 qualified foreign institutional investors. The State Administration of Foreign Exchange says it has accelerated the approval process since the beginning of this year. It says the move is designed to boost the slowing economy and accelerate the market-based reform of the country's financial system. Chinese media reports are claiming that the strange smell in some Mercedes-Benz C-Class cars could pose a health risk. The Securities Daily newspaper quoted sources in Beijing as saying that the irritating odour could make people dizzy and vomit. A third-party assessment says that the formaldehyde level in the cars is 4 times higher than the national standard. The report blames the smell on interior materials and adhesives. Beijing Mercedes-Benz has rejected the result of the report. The China Library has been unveiled at the National Library of Tanzania, the largest library in the country. China has donated 20 computers and 1,000 types of publications worth some $300,000. The launch of the China Library is part of the Experience China program organized by the State Council Information Office. That's the CRI News, and I'm Peter Smith.